Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about whether or not narcissists have feelings. There is a common misconception that narcissists don't have feelings. This isn't true. Narcissists often lack empathy, but they have feelings of their own. Everyone has feelings, and in a way, narcissists have stronger feelings than most other people. Because what's called the narcissistic wound, which is the trauma or series of traumas that caused them to be a narcissist in the first place, because this wound usually occurred at a very early stage in the narcissist development, they have never learned to control or understand their own emotions. The invalidating environment most of them grew up in further compounded this problem, making it impossible for the narcissist to ever learn to trust or believe in their own feelings or be able to validate themselves. The result is that they now exist in a world of swirling, overwhelming, out-of-control emotions that they can neither understand nor control. Regardless of what you see or how well they hide it, unless the person is an end-stage narcissist, what we often call a psychopath, they are filled with these raging emotions all the time. Narcissists are guided solely by emotion. They believe that feelings are facts. Emotions dictate the narcissist's reality. They are so filled with emotion that they are almost never rational or unemotional. That's how strong their feelings are. So yes, narcissists definitely have feelings. Even the calm, cold narcissist has feelings. Under the right or wrong circumstances, you will eventually see them. The thing is, the narcissist's feelings only revolve around themselves. They only have feelings for themselves. Consequently, any feelings they seem to have for others are revealed to actually be for themselves upon closer examination. Narcissists use other people as emotional pack mules. Because their feelings are so strong and so overwhelming to them, they cannot handle these feelings. They need other people to carry the burden for them. So they project them onto other people and say the other person is the host or the originator of that feeling. I don't feel this way, you do. In reality, these are simply the narcissist's own feelings that they are trying to deny. For example, narcissists are usually filled with just smothering self-hatred. This is a very hard emotion to deal with for anybody, and it's extremely hard for the narcissist to deal with because they don't have any type of coping mechanism to deal with something like that. Narcissism is their coping mechanism. So not only is this very hard to deal with, it's impossible to deny. So they give it away. They don't hate themselves, you hate them. This makes it easier for them to defend against the horrible way this self-hatred makes them feel. They can then deny the hatred and therefore defeat it. That's how their defense mechanisms work. Deny, defeat, displace, rather than process and deal with, that's all they know how to do. Either way, as you can see, this feeling has nothing to actually do with you. It's not about you, it's not related to you. The feeling only relates to and revolves around the narcissist. They are simply projecting it onto you because you're there. People who love narcissists find themselves in this position all the time. They are virtually human baggage carts, carrying around all the narcissist's pathological self-hatred, rage, and shame because the narcissist cannot carry it themselves. It works the same way for positive feelings. A narcissist who says they love someone is usually referring to loving how someone makes them feel or what someone does for them. These, again, are feelings that revolve around and relate to the narcissist only. Not the other person. This is one of the reasons narcissists lack empathy. It isn't that they don't understand emotion exactly, but even if they did, even if the narcissistic wound hadn't occurred at a time before empathy had been developed and nurtured, it wouldn't even matter because they can't see anything but their own emotions. Every single thing they do, see, think, and say is colored by their feelings. The narcissist's perception and their feelings are inseparable. Emotion is the barrier between them and every other person, every other thing they're trying to do. It's why many of them can't hold jobs, can't sustain relationships, can't get along with people. It's the single driving force behind their entire being. Some of them realize this and some of them don't, but it is the same problem for virtually all of them, regardless of the type of narcissist, regardless of anything else. There is one exception to this, and that is the psychopath. Psychopaths are what we can call end-stage narcissists. Narcissism is a spectrum, and psychopaths are what you end up with when narcissism has reached its absolute peak, when it's not possible to be any more narcissistic. Psychopaths don't seem to have any emotions at all, even for themselves. This is one reason they can fool lie detector tests. Their physical reactions to stress are so low that they don't register on the machine. Psychopaths are not afraid of things, they're not upset by things, they don't get sad, and they don't feel love. They may feel a very primitive type of rage if they are denied something, and perhaps they have an instinctual fear related to self-preservation that keeps them from, like, walking out in front of a bus or something, but that's it. The more sophisticated or evolved emotions seem to simply just not be there for the psychopath. This is the most dangerous type of narcissist. Many narcissists do not engage in certain types of behaviors, such as killing people, because even though they might not find any moral problems with it, they do fear an injury or a humiliation of the self if they were to be caught. Even if they don't care about people, they do value their perpetrated public image. Psychopaths don't function that way. They fear nothing, they value nothing. If they want, they take. Unlike most other types of narcissists, psychopaths don't care about feelings. They care about fulfillment. I do plan on doing a podcast in the future that delineates these differences in a little more detail, so keep an eye out for that. Narcissists in general do have very strong, very dominant emotions. It's a mistake to think otherwise. Even those that appear to never get ruffled have them, and if you are around this person long enough, you will undoubtedly see them eventually. However, if the supposed narcissist in your life seems to have zero emotion whatsoever, no matter what happens, even for themselves, you might be dealing with a psychopath. Hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.